What's up, everybody? Good morning. My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Starting us off today, we have Yabby Yu's song Conquering Lion. Just a little bit of reggae to get us started. It won't be the last bit of reggae, dub, roots, etc. that you hear this morning, because that's most what I've been listening to lately. Anyways, yeah, we have all kinds of stuff. We've got some real left field stuff as usual, as I always love. We have Yabby Yu, Conquering Lion. What more do you need? Yeah, I've been listening to, again, lots of reggae. I've really been digging into the Wackies record label, which was just a 80s reggae and dub label that released tons of really amazing stuff. This was not on that, but the reggae I'll play later is. And yeah, we've got a whole good program of beautiful tunes, fun stuff, all that. So keep it locked for an hour, because I'll be here for an hour, and I'll be spinning that good music until the end of the hour. So yeah, thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the show. And after this, we're going to have a little bit of Espresso, Micah Levi and Alpha Maid, their band. Just a short little song titled Insomnia. After that, we're going to listen to a little bit of stuff off of Betty Hammerschlag's new-ish album, Forever Young, which I've been listening to quite a bit lately. The song will be called My Way. Anyways, I'll talk about the rest later. For now, enjoy the rest of this little song, and then some espresso, and then more.
Love. everything remains the same. Everything remains the same.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk for just a moment because it's a free moment to do so. Last song we had was Knuckle by Moyne from the classic record Paste, one of the best albums of the decade so far. And now we've got something off, one of my favorite albums of the year, What Do I Know by Julio Erasmus from the record Hard Sell. Really, really good. One of the best of best of the year, I'd say. Very Moyne-core, if you will, if you catch my drift. And then after this, we're going to get into some stuff from the aforementioned Wackies label, with some stuff from Junior Delahaye's album Showcase, which I've been listening to a ton. It's just beautiful, heavenly, amazing, amazing reggae. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that with me in just a moment. We'll be playing two songs off that album, one after the next. Yeah, and then after that, at some point, I'll get back on the mic, do a little PSA or something. We'll see. Nevertheless, hopefully you've been rocking with the first quarter of my show. I'll be on for a little while longer. And here's some Junior Delahaye, in a couple seconds, actually. I think this song has, like, a quiet outro, so I reckon I can just talk over it. And then, when I'm done with a sentence, Junior Delahaye, song titled Love, first song off the record Showcase, will begin.
This is the moment we've been waiting for. It was ordained.
I'm going to do a little bit of talking and read a PSA, because there does come a time in every great radio show where you got to do that. And again, we've got some Junior Delahaye. That last tune was Love, and this one is titled All I Need Is Ja. Tracks 1 and 3, respectively, on the Showcase record from Wackies. Anyways, I'm going to just get right into it. I think this is the same PSA I got last week, but it's about covering your computer camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That's a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I've been on a bit of a web privacy journey lately, if you will, so I feel like that aligns nicely. Anyways, right now we have a new song, a brand new song from the new Olan Monk record. They're an Irish artist who has worked with Moyne, the great band that I played earlier. And this song that's playing now is titled Fate Reprise, featuring Maria Somerville, who I don't really know about, but I think my girlfriend listens to her and has sent me some songs before. So enjoy that. I thought the new record was pretty good.
Yeah.
than I could ever be known. Enough, no. In love we tend to get big and tough. Despite, tell me about your dreams and fantasies. Dirty ways. But I wouldn't be true to your core. Eventually.
Silver Grit Passes Through My Teeth by Still House Plants, one of the best bands doing it right now, truly and verily. And now we've got Nosferatu Man by Slint, you know. It's a classic from the record Spiderland, which someone in my music magazine, Club Melisma, just wrote about for a web column. Pretty cool. I edited it. It was good. I also want to clarify. My girlfriend texted me to say that she does not listen to Maria Somerville, but she is aware of her, so I stand corrected on my previous statement. Anyways, enjoy the Slint.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk a little bit more just because I can, and I don't have all that much time left in my show today. Just a couple more songs, frankly. Right now we have Lonely Woman by Horace Andy on from his record Dancehall Style, another Wackies classic. Honestly, today's set list is like mildly incoherent, I feel like. I'm really kind of reaching around, and I guess I always do this, but I feel like it doesn't connect quite as much as I usually have everything connected. But honestly, I was just I was listening to a lot of reggae and dub this week, and I was excited about the prospect of like bumping some heavy dub bass lines on the speakers here at WMFO. Self-serving, maybe, but who can blame me? I also feel like since Daylight Savings happened, I've been listening to more and more dub and reggae because, you know, you gotta keep like spirits high somehow when the sun sets at 3:56 p.m. Anyways, yeah, the song before that again was Nosferatu Man by Slint. I mean, come on, one of the great American rock bands, if you ask me. I think they're really awesome. Spiderland is just like one of those albums that gets tons of hype, and you listen to it and it's like, yeah, totally deserved every last bit of that acclaim. And before that we had once again Silver Grit Passes Through My Teeth by Still Houseplants. I believe that their stuff has been off Spotify for a little while now, or at least some of it, which is sad because it means that not everyone can listen to it super easily, but I've got it downloaded, so I have my methods and my techniques. Yeah, I've got two more songs left after this before I hand it over to DJ D with the Dance Music Express. But I'll introduce them real quick. First off, the next song is Left on the Shelf by Skeet, who I've been playing quite a bit from over the last couple WMFO shows because I've really been enjoying their music. I think they're an older band that just had stuff reissued like a year ago in a nice little like condensed album form. So I've been listening to that album. It's titled Simple Reality a good bit. And then after that we have something to really tie it all up. Some left field weird kind of dub influenced synth pop from the UK. When the Birds Return by Bill Nelson. I'll be back on the mic during that to make my final closing remarks. Yeah, I don't really have too much else to talk about. Basketball's still happening. Haven't had too much time to watch it. The Magic lost last night, sadly, but I was at work anyway, so I didn't have to watch that. Bright sides and negatives all around us. I'm going to see Mark William Lewis play live tonight. British singer, songwriter, etc. I'm very excited for that because I haven't been to a concert in like a month or a month plus, so that'll be really cool. And yeah, that's about it. Hopefully y'all have been enjoying the last 50 minutes of music, and I hope you're ready to enjoy about 9 more, beginning the final 9 minutes, of course, beginning next with Left on the Shelf by Skeet. I'll be back on the mic in a couple minutes to say my goodbyes, but for now, enjoy. Reason for living. As promised, my final song of the day is When the Birds Return by Bill Nelson. Really a beautiful song from the Sleep Cycle EP. I've been kind of feeling like I might be on the precipice of like really getting into Bill Nelson and his solo work. But I don't really know that much about him. I just like a lot of songs here and there because they're very, very nice. Anyways, it'll be my last song, so I'll do a couple quick closing remarks and then let y'all listen to this song. Once again, my name's Jack. You're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you've been listening with me today, thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day. And if you haven't, I also hope you have an amazing day. And keep on rocking. Have a great Monday. Have a great week. We're all going to make it.